The Boy Scouts of America announced Wednesday that girls will be able to join Cub Scouts. There are caveats. The decision on whether to keep them boys only, make them co-ed, or create all-girls divisions will be up to existing PACs. It's the 16th of October. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. For those who backed this move, it's not a straightforward win for girls. Cub Scout dens will remain single gender. In 2019, older girls will be able to join a new program to become Eagle Scouts. Alex Timms is the Scout Executive and CEO of the Boy Scouts of America's Glacier's Edge Council. It serves 16 counties in South Central Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, explain for us why the Boy Scouts of America is opening its doors to girls.
Well, the Boy Scouts have been serving, actually had girls in scouting in some of our different divisions since 1971. And this came directly from our customers. In today's millennial families, often the time is an issue. And we get a lot of information and feedback that they'd like to be able to have one stop for the entire program. Too often, some parents will say, well, we can't get Billy to Cub Scouts on Tuesday, and we can't get Susie to Girl Scouts on Thursday. So they take the path of least resistance, and they say, we won't do either. And so this is a direct response from surveying our membership, as well as families who have kids in that program age, what they want, even though they're not involved in scouting.
Explain the nuances of this change, because as I read here in the intro, there are some places that girls still will not be able to be in, and then the PACs have some discretion as well.
They do. And I think some of the initial reporting on this didn't quite pick up all those nuances. The Cub Scout program is currently for youth kindergarten through fifth grade. And they're organized by age group. And the new program change will come along in next fall. And they'll have the option of being a pack that has just boys. They can choose to have individual dens of, you know, second grade kids that are boys, a group of those, and a group of girls, or they can have actually an all-girl Cub Scout program if that's what our charter organizations would like.
So what is the point of Boy Scouts if it's essentially going to be the Boys and Girl Scouts together?
I think if you look at the World Organization Scouting Movement, we're one of the few scouting organizations that are not co-ed. Canada has been co-ed for a number of years, and then the last major country that converted over to co-ed scouting was the Great Britain.
And we've heard for some time now that Boy Scouts is losing membership, that there's declining membership since early 2000s. Is this going to help circumvent that and stop the decline?
I think if you look at a lot of youth organizations, you look at civic organizations, in that same time period, they're going on a downhill slide. I'm in Rotary, and Rotary clubs have declined in membership. So is Kiwanis. Even parent-teacher organizations in elementary school, the number of volunteers that are involved are significantly less. So I think when you look at other youth organizations and organizations requiring volunteer leadership, that's a continued downward trend.
Why do you think? What's going on there? Why is that?
I work for the Boy Scouts. I am not an academic by any stretch of the imagination. However, I think what we see is in this day and age, if both parents are in the home, most of them are working, some have two jobs, and it comes down to a time crunch. And I think what parents want is they still see the value of scouting. And they also look at it from the point of view of, their sons get a great program out of this, and they'd like their daughters to develop those same leadership skills that their sons receive.
Explain the path to the Eagle Scout now for girls, the highest ranking. How will they envision that path?
The traditional Boy Scout troops that everybody thinks of, the Norman Rockwell image that people have, basically will stay the same. They're going to be single sex, 11 to 14. Just about every academic study has shown that girls and boys learn better in a single sex environment from 11 to 14. And so while the details haven't been released on the program for girls 11 to 14, they will effectively have their own program in a single sex environment.
And that own program from age 11 to 14 will take them on a path to getting their Eagle Scout ranking?
That is our understanding. Again, not everything has been released yet, but in a nutshell, there's not going to be a change in requirements. There's not going to be a requirement for Eagle Scout for boys or a different one for girls.
We're talking right now with Alex Timms. He's the Scout Executive and CEO of the Boy Scouts of America's Glacier's Edge Council. It serves 16 counties in south central Wisconsin and northern Illinois. We're talking about the move we heard last week that Boy Scouts will be beginning to accept more girls into the program. And Alex, what does this mean then for the Girl Scouts?
Well, I think the Girl Scouts have a program that is a very good program, but it's not attracting all girls. Our program, if you really look at the purposes of the Boy Scouts of America, it's character development, citizenship training, and physical fitness. Now, in 40 years of being involved with scouting, I've never had a kid walk up and say, I want to have my character developed, I want to be citizenship trained. They join because they want to go camping, build fires, and have the biggest pocket knife their mothers will let them have. We trick them into learning those good things. In fact, I've often said that if a boy ever walked up and said he wanted to have his character develop and be citizenship trained, I recommend counseling for that boy immediately. And what we've seen over the years is we have a lot of sisters that tag along to the program. In our Cub Scout program, we know it happens because it's a family program. And on the Cub Scout side, the girls join on campouts and on hikes and those things because, again, we want to involve the whole family. So now, instead of just kind of a wink and a nod, and we hand the girls their awards off to the side, which I know it happens. They're part of the program, and they're able to receive the same awards and recognitions as their brothers do.
I didn't realize that was going on, that you were able to still give the girls who are part of the program their due honor, and now it's official.
Well, again, it wasn't something that was part of the program, but we know it was happening. And mm-hmm. We had some of our leaders, they would wink and nod and say, well, this is a duplicate badge we're buying. And, you know, at the end of the day, with the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, we both have our missions. And if we reach a market that is not currently being served by the Girl Scouts and they can serve their kids, the end result is we're serving more kids and bringing a great program to them. So it's a win-win.
How do you feel about the Boy Scouts opening its doors to girls? 800-642-1234. You can join in. Should the Boy Scouts have a boys-only policy, or is it good that it be co-ed? If you have a daughter, would you sign her up for Boy Scouts? 800-642-1234. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Alex, did this change come to you as a surprise? Did you know this was coming?
This has been talked about for at least 20 years. And this past spring, the discussion finally came out in several meetings and at our national meeting and said, do we think this is something we need to talk about? And there was a meeting of all Boy Scout and Scout executives from across the country this past spring, and we attended and we held the discussion, and about 93% of the Scout executives there said they voted to go forward, to at least to continue the discussion. In the past, somebody would bring it up and it pretty much got shut down. Then in May, at our national annual meeting with over 1,000 volunteers from around the country, the same thing happened, and they discussed it and knocked it down to, it was about 93% again that voted to move forward. Over the summer across the country, we held several meetings with volunteers, families, and other key stakeholders, and explain to them what the program would be and what it wouldn't be as proposed. And again, the responses locally as well as across the country was in that 90 percentile that wanted us to move forward.
And meanwhile, there have been some issues. The Girl Scouts of the USA then accused the Boy Scouts of running, quote, a covert campaign to recruit girls. Was that what was going on until this official move?
I wouldn't use that phraseology. When you have 1,000 people in a room in this day and age where every one of them has a smartphone and internet access, I have no doubt that immediately after that meeting in May that it was posted on people's Facebook pages and across the board. So it really wasn't something that was a secret or covert.
Let's take a call now at 800-642-1234. Olivia in Belgium, go ahead.
Hi, I just had a quick comment. I was one of those girls who would tag along with the brothers or Boy Scouts. For me, it was great but I think it took a little bit away from my brother.
Alex?
Well, I think I don't really know how to particularly respond to that because every situation is different. Also, kids are different today than they were 20 years ago, 40 years ago. And the Boy Scouts are basically looking to train and respond to our customers and basically make sure that they have opportunities that can help change your lives.
Olivia, thanks for the call. Overall, when you look at Boy Scouts membership, it is down. According to 2016 annual report, there are nearly 2.1 million boys ages 6 to 17 enrolled in its programs. We're looking at the move to allow girls into Boy Scouts this hour with Alex Timms. He's the Scout Executive and CEO of the Boy Scouts of America's Glacier's Edge Council. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about this move? We'll be back after this news. Some are troubled by the reaction to allowing girls join Boy Scouts. Does it send a troubling message that you can do more as a girl in a boys' organization that you can as a girl in a girls' organization? We're unpacking this with Alex Timms. He's CEO of the Boy Scouts of America's Glacier's Edge Council. It serves 16 counties in South Central Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. Gathering your thoughts as well at 800-642-1234. Now that the Boy Scouts will accept girls, do you think the Girl Scouts should accept boys? Why or why not? Do you think the Boy Scouts should be a co-ed organization, or do, quote, boys need time to be boys and girls need time to be girls? Join in at 800-642-1234. Alex, you've served all across the United States, Baltimore, Georgia, North Florida, New Orleans, Alaska, Ohio, now here. How does the Boy Scouts vary from place to place in the country?
I think you have some regional flavors, but at the end of the day, it's the same. I grew up as my father was in the military for 26 years, and so we moved from base to base, and the one constant we had was that there was a Boy Scout troop or a Cub Scout pack for me and my brothers, and so it made a transition a lot easier. And it, that's back before we had internet and Facebook and Connect, and so that became a way for us to develop friends on a quick level and acclimate to a new community. So scouting is one of those things that if you go to Anchorage, Alaska, or Jacksonville, Florida, or New Orleans, or Madison, Wisconsin, at the end of the day, they're doing the same things.
And the structure is very similar.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Right. Let's take a call now. Nancy in Berlin. Go ahead, Nancy. Hi.
Hi. Yes. My mother and her friend were den mothers, and I had two older brothers, and I got to go with their day camping trips and the Christmas party, and I always got something from Christmas from Santa, I thought it was great. I didn't think anything. I knew most of the boys because they were in the neighborhood, so I thought it was great. I think it would be kind of weird, though, for the boys to be in the Girl Scouts because obviously the girls do, the crafts and stuff. I don't know if the boys would like that, but, the girls coming into the Boy Scouts, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and Alex, what about that? As I said earlier, do the boys need time to be with the boys and girls need time to be with the girls?
Well, and again, I think if you look at the structure they're looking at, in the Cub Scout program, what they will end up with is you'll have a den of second grade boys and a separate den of second grade girls. So you still have some of that single sex program, but on a monthly basis, they all come together and that's awards night, family night, and they show off what they've learned. On the Boy Scout or the 11 to 14 age range, and that's the part that I think folks are missing. The design, it's a full family program. It's not necessarily co-ed scouting, because people think co-ed scouting and they think, oh my gosh, we're going to have little girls and Billy's Flaming Arrow Patrol and they're going to be camping. No, it's a separate program for 11 to 14. And I suspect, just like our Boy Scout program, it runs 11 to 17. Once they turn 14, they can go into a co-ed program called Venturing, but they don't have to. Many stay in a traditional Boy Scout troop. And I suspect you'll see that same thing long-term on the girl side.
Nancy, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Megan now in Holman. Hi, Megan.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I was very excited about the girls being let into the Boy Scouts as that program was always more appealing to me than Girl Scouts. And I was a brownie as a child, and I always wanted to get into the boys' program, but didn't have an older brother to tag along with. And I do think that there are boys that sometimes they find crafts or brownies more appealing than outdoorsy kind of things, and some girls find outdoorsy things more appealing than the craft. So I think it goes both ways, and I'm very appreciative of this move.
Well, thank you. I think again, I think you hit on one of the key things is you have two different programs that deliver character and citizenship training in different formats, and the Girl Scouts are doing great work. We appreciate them, we respect them, and they serve a part of the market that needs to be served. But we think we also have some that will want to come into our program and go that route. Our purpose is to work together to serve more kids. We're not looking to, you know, it's not a win-lose proposition. The end result is if the Girl Scouts have success from this and move forward, then they're serving more kids. It's a win. And if we serve more kids, we're able to double the number. It's a great thing for America.
Thank you, Megan, for your call. Alex, in recent years, the Boy Scouts has moved to become more inclusive, allowing gay youths in 2013, gay leaders in 2015, and transgender boys earlier this year. Now girls being allowed. How is the purpose of the Boy Scouts changing, if at all, due to these inclusivity measures?
Honestly, locally in the Madison area and in the whole area served by the Glacier's Edge Council, it was kind of a non-event. There wasn't a flood of people running to join. There wasn't a mass exodus of people running to leave. I think one of the things, as we've had this discussion the last almost a week, I've spent a lot of time on the phone, had people in my office get stopped anywhere. And what the thing that happens is once we explain what the program is and isn't, some of our most passionate volunteers who initially were kind of losing their minds over this because it was a change, have said, oh, okay, I understand better. On Friday morning, I had a breakfast with a long-standing member of our organization who was very, very upset. And we had breakfast, and I talked with him, and he and his wife don't have any children at this point, but I said, you know, what happens if in 5-6 years, you and your family are blessed of a daughter? And this person grew up in scouting, benefit from it. He's just a poster child for what we do. And I said, you know, what happens if you're not blessed with a son and you have a daughter? And are you going to be okay with her missing out on all these things that made you into the great leader and person that you are? And he still wasn't sold on the idea, but at least he was considering it. And I think that's a conversation when we have. Who are we to say no to a young girl who wants to be a Cub Scout so bad she can taste it and doesn't have that opportunity? So again, at the end of the day, we're about character development, citizenship training, and physical fitness. We trick them into those things, and girls want to go out and shoot BB guns. They want to go out and camp and build fires, and they want a bigger pocket knife than their brothers get.
So where does the Boy Scouts go from here? What is the next step?
I think part of it is things like what we're doing this morning is having conversations and communicating what is out there. Sometimes what we have in this day and age where the trying to attract people to websites and news stories to get those clicks, the headlines in some organizations aren't exactly getting what is actually being sent out. So there's some miscommunication that's out there, and we're going to have to spend a lot of time meeting with our stakeholders, meeting with our community, meeting with those that are alumni, because again, they don't necessarily, they hear a little bit and piece, but they don't actually hear what's going on. And so one of the things we've done is if you go to our national scouting website, scouting.org, there is a page on there that explains what the program is, has some frequently asked questions, and there's actually some places where you can plug in and ask an email question or call somebody.
And what are some of those things that needs to be clarified about the scouting program?
Well, I think it's, especially on the Boy Scout side, that's the traditional one. We've been in business since 1910, and we have, in some cases, 5 generations of folks who have been involved with scouting. And I think they have to understand that, as I mentioned earlier, little Susie is not going to be joining Billy's Flaming Arrow Patrol and going on campouts. It's a separate program. And we have a ton of girls that come into our venturing program, which is a high adventure activity group, and we also have the exploring program, which is school to work. And we have a number of young ladies in there who take on great leadership roles, and it's a shame that they didn't have a chance to earn the Eagle Scout at some point.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Alex Timms is the Scout Executive and CEO of the Boy Scouts of America's Glacier's Edge Council. It serves 16 counties in south-central Wisconsin and northern Illinois. We've been discussing how girls will soon be allowed to become Cub Scouts and to earn the coveted rank of Eagle Scout, the organization's highest honor. Now let's welcome into the program Lee Snodgrass. She is the Communications Director for the Appleton-based Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. Covers 15 counties in northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Lee, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. We actually cover 53 counties.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so we're pretty broad.
So what was your reaction to this news about the Boy Scouts allowing girls into its programs?
Well, we weren't surprised. As mentioned before, we had heard that this was in discussions, but we were disappointed. And I think that understanding why we were disappointed is what's important today.
So why the disappointment?
The disappointment is that the Boy Scouts are, you know, even their language allowing girls into the programming insinuates that there has been a clamoring to get into Boy Scouts, when essentially what they're doing is recruiting from an organization that for the last 100-plus years has already been delivering this character development and leadership experience for girls that he is insinuating is missing. So we're already doing it, and we are doing it well. And so to hear another group say, we think we can do it better, is a little insulting to us.
The Girl Scouts of the USA responded to the news with a post on its website, and I'll read it here. Girl Scouts is the best girl leadership organization in the world, created with and for girls. We believe strongly in the importance of the all-girl, girl-led, and girl-friendly environment that Girl Scouts provides, it goes on to say, which creates a free space for girls to learn and thrive, unquote. If the Girl Scouts are indeed, quote, the best girl leadership organization in the world, why then would girls be wanting to join the Boy Scouts instead?
Well, I think, you know, girls are wonderful and varied like every other human, and there are going to be girls who have all sorts of different interests. We have girls who participate in 4-H. We have girls who are in soccer clubs or running clubs or dance clubs. And so obviously with so many choices out there today, there will be girls who are interested in doing some of the things that they've seen their brothers do in Boy Scout. But I think the misnomer is that Girl Scouts doesn't offer similar or even same programming, and we really do. I mean, I heard a previous caller talk about Girl Scouts doing crafts. That's actually quite a small portion of interest that girls have. We also have high adventure programs. We just had a group go out this summer to the Boundary Waters for 18 days by themselves and plan that entire trip on their own. We just introduced a bunch of new badges on STEM and outdoor programming, and we've got Daisy Scouts learning robotics. So we actually have a lot of the things that some of these girls are looking for. They're just not quite aware that they're available in Girl Scouts already.
And as we heard Alex say earlier, there's been this move that people's time is limited. Siblings want to tag along to scouting, and parents don't want to go to two different places and have two separate programs. There just isn't time in the week. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think that any youth-serving organization is experiencing that. You know, their families are busy today. I think what's probably not quite as simple from what he's explaining is that, especially, you know, since they're maintaining some portions of that single-gender environment, you know, it's pretty unlikely in a volunteer-led program that you're going to have a volunteer girl cub den and a volunteer boy cub den meeting on the same night. Parents are busy. They have different schedules. So it's pretty likely that a parent would have to show up at a different location on several different nights anyway. I know it sounds good, you know, to wrap it up in that package of this is what's best for families, but I'm hearing a lot of families, and I'm not hearing the girl in this, and I'm not hearing the boy in this. And Girl Scouts is really what's best for the girl, and we focus on that.
Well, it's become a pretty co-ed world when you think about how we raise our kids. There's school, there's church, family life, work. Might this co-ed atmosphere actually turn out to be a good thing in helping girls interact with boys and vice versa?
I think that that's an easy thing to sort of initially think. But if you think about it, you know, like you said, girls and boys are existing in what is 90% of a co-ed environment. And the space that Girl Scouting provides is that space for girls to sort of have that single gender experience where they can take those risks, they can, in a supportive environment, they can try new things without worrying about what somebody might think. Research has shown that girls are more likely to take risks when they're among peers. So we provide them with the opportunity and to build those skills of raising their hand first, of speaking up, of not being afraid to be the first one to try, so that they can take that into a co-ed environment and that can translate there to the success that we need them to have and we know that they can have.
Talking right now with Lee Snodgrass. She's the communications director for the Appleton-based Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. Getting your comments as well about the move for Boy Scouts to allow girls into the scouting program, 800-642-1234. You can also send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Jason from Appleton has an email. He said, I've been mystified by people who seem to think Girl Scouts is all baking brownies and bedazzling. I was a Boy Scout for years, and my 9-year-old daughter has more challenging adventures in Girl Scouts than I ever did. My daughter's troop leader is incredible, and I know that girls thrive in an organization like Girl Scouts. So Jason there really sending up a pretty positive message, Lee.
Yeah, that's great to hear, and that's what we hear from our members as well and our families as well. I'm even excited about, I wish I could go back, and I was a brownie when I was a child, and I wish I could go back and be a Girl Scout again in that way. Some of the new badges that we've introduced, we've partnered with organizations like Code.org or Goldie Blocks, and they're really quite amazing. We've got you know, brownies learning the physics of a roller coaster and building roller coasters and understanding that. And so we really are developing our programming that, you know, we focus our programming on what we see girls are asking for and also what we see they're going to need skills to be successful as they grow, become women and on their own. So I'm pretty excited about that, and I'm glad Jason has a good experience.
Let's take a call now. Annie in Beaver Dam. Hi, Annie.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
I was just calling. I have a daughter who's a Girl Scout. And I called her, and I said, you should listen to this. And she said, don't get me wrong, I think it's a good idea, but people have the wrong idea about Girl Scouts, Mom. They do all of the things that Boy Scouts do. My daughter goes on high adventure camping. Girl Scouts has taught me so much, Mom. She's come out of her shell as a Girl Scout. But it's also important that she has just these girl times.
Just these girl times. Lee, can you elaborate on that?
I think what she's talking about is important. That time with a single gender environment and a girl's peers and female leaders who are showing them what female leadership looks like really does build that confidence. You know, our mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who help make the world a better place. And we do that by building up those opportunities for them to take those risks, see that they can fail, learn from it, and then try again and be successful. So, you know, we have these great statistics. We have a Girl Scout Research Institute, which provides us some really great research on what girls are facing these days. And 50% of female business leaders were Girl Scouts, and 80% of tech leaders were, and 76% of U.S. senators, and 100% of astronauts. So we have a great success rate. So people like her daughter who are part of Girl Scouts are a part of those future successful alumni.
We're talking about the historic change made to the Boy Scouts of America last week. It's board voting to accept young girls into its Cub Scouts. Lee Snodgrass is with us. She is communications director for the Appleton-based Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes, covering 53 counties in northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. You can join in 800-642-1234. Are you or have you ever been a part of a single-sex club, team, organization, or school? If so, what did you like or dislike? 800-642-1234. Back after this news. The Boy Scouts Board of Directors said last week it would open some of its programs to girls, including the path to the prestigious title of Eagle Scout ranking. That's the organization's highest rank. Lee Snodgrass stays with us. She is the communications director for the Appleton-based Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes, covering 53 counties in northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. You can join in as well at 800-642-1234. What do you think about this change? What did you learn from your scouting experience? How did that experience compare with being in a co-ed setting? Join in at 800-642-1234. Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Lee, there seems to be some friction here between these two organizations that do so much good for kids. What has been the relationship like between the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts?
Actually, it's been pretty positive. I mean, they are two distinct organizations. I think a lot of people assume that because the word Scouts is in it, is they're the same. The Boy Scouts were founded about 2 years before the Girl Scouts were, so we're both over 100 years old. And actually, in our council, we even share a building in one of our locations in the Wausau area. We actually share a building with the Boy Scouts, so our relationship has been very positive. Occasionally collaborative in the sense that we might have an event at a school on the same night. So this really does sort of put a funny little angle on it now, because essentially we are recruiting from the same base. We are both saying we have a program that is going to offer this for girls, and one of us has been doing it for 105 years for girls, and one of them is just now getting into it.
Let's go to Ellen now in Lake Mills. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I'm just calling because I was a Girl Scout when I was in elementary school and early middle school. My troop did usually one camping trip a year. Otherwise, we met once a month, and our big things were crafts and selling Girl Scout cookies. And I always felt that it was not the experience that I was looking for. I wasn't getting those leadership experiences, whereas I would see the Boy Scout troops in my town and surrounding communities doing virtually the same kind of activities all across the board, and I felt I was missing out on something. So I always have felt that the Boy Scouts across the country have all gotten very similar experiences and very similar opportunities to have these leadership opportunities and to potentially become Eagle Scouts, whereas I never felt that I was earning the badges and I was getting the same experiences. So I would have really appreciated more of a leadership opportunity had I been in a more rigorous type of club or troop.
Ellen, thanks so much for that. Lee, go ahead.
Well, I think that goes to show the difference when you have a volunteer-led organization. One thing that's important to note is that Girl Scouts is girl-led, and it has been since it was founded by Juliet Gordon Lowe 100 years ago. What that means is that girls get to decide what they do. Each troop meets with their leader, and they say, these are the badges that we can earn, these are the journeys that we can take, these are the activities we can become involved in and the service projects we can do. What interests you, girls? And then the girls make the plan, and they make the step. So perhaps in her troop, I'm not sure when it was, that was the consensus of the girls. I will say that we do have a very rigorous program. In fact, I was kind of chuckling last week. An email came across, the staff email, that said, there's a leader here. She needs to check out the jackknives, you know, for a troop event. Where are they? We really do have, you know, he mentioned before the knives and the whittling and the whatever. We have that too. They were missing last week, but we found them. So there are very, very rigorous and fun activities for girls that don't involve glue and popsicle sticks and yarn. In fact, like I said, that is becoming less and less of what girls do. We find that a lot of our girls are interested in that high adventure as well. And really, a lot of them are really interested in the STEM aspects of our programming.
Ellen, thanks for that call. Let's go to Joe now in central Wisconsin. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I've been listening here, and my son is an Eagle Scout, and my daughter is 9 years younger than him, and I brought both of them along to everything, so my daughter's actually been to more Boy Scout events than most Eagle Scouts, and then she got time to want to do something. We looked into the Girl Scout troop in town, and they wouldn't let any males be part of anything. No male adults to be part of any event. And, of course, that wasn't acceptable to me. And then, so we started a venture crew, and that was my daughter's idea to do that. And that went okay. But my problem with Girl Scouts is they don't have any, at least correct me if I'm wrong, but they don't have any structure as far as how to achieve their top award, gold award. A lot of people don't even know what the gold award is if you ask them. And what I've been told is that a Girl Scout can join at age 16 and still achieve the gold award. And if there's no structure to get that, and they can get it in many different ways, unlike a Boy Scout troop, they got to do everything. If they don't start at age 12 or 13, they're not going to get an Eagle Scout, and they got to continue all the way through. My only issue is, my main issue with Girl Scouts is they can achieve their top award in multiple ways, not starting at the beginning and going all the way through the end.
And let's get Lee here to respond to that, because we know what Eagle Scouts are, Eagle Scout rankings are. I didn't know that the Gold Award was the highest award.
Well, the Gold Award Girl Scout is an incredibly prestigious award, and one thing that's unfortunate is people always compare it to the Eagle Award, and it is actually just as difficult to achieve and just as prestigious. But once again, we have a comparative element where we're measuring girls' success against something in a boy's world, and that's really just not fair. The Girl Scout Gold Award program is earned by less than 6% of Girl Scouts annually, because it does require them to spend about 2 years demonstrating those leadership skills, like tackling a community project, a global issue that has some sustaining impact. We have Gold Award Girl Scouts who have done such incredible things, everything from we had one girl who established actually bred an insect that got rid of other insects that were decimating a local garden. We have Girl Scouts who set up prom closets for girls who were not able to afford prom dresses themselves. So the Gold Award Girl Scout program is just as prestigious as the Eagle Award. It just simply hasn't gotten as much press. And again, there's that comparative element that says, why are we measuring a girl's success against a benchmark in a boys' organization? It is just as prestigious, it is just as difficult to achieve, and it does have a very formalized structure. It has a review board, and people who get that award actually enter the military at a higher rank. It is that widely recognized.
And the same is not true for the Gold Award, for entering the military?
For the Girl Scouts. Gold Award Girl Scouts who complete and get their Gold Award, they do enter the military at a higher rank if they choose to go into the military. Mm-hmm.
But the pipeline to get your Eagle Scout, as Joe mentioned, it takes years to be on that path. And he's saying it's not the same in the Girl Scouts.
It is, actually. And the path is, there's a bronze award, there's a silver. A bronze award is done at a younger age. Then there's a silver award, which is done at a troop level. And then the gold award is where that individual Girl Scout identifies a problem in her community that has global impact that she can solve and has a sustainable, lasting impact after she has completed that project. So it makes that positive impact in her community long after she has gone and moved on. So It's a misnomer, and I think that everybody hears the word Eagle Scout, and they don't realize that Gold Award Girl Scouts exist, and they've worked just as hard, sometimes harder, in fact, because they don't get that notice.
Jill, thanks for the call. Jack from Rhinelander called, and he wants to know whether boys can join Girl Scouts or even come along in any capacity.
Well, I do want to correct that as well. We actually have a lot of Girl Scout dads. We have troop leaders who are dads. Men are, and we encourage them to be involved in Girl Scouts if they wish. We have safety things where if you are a Girl Scout dad, you do have to have another female co-leader with you, just to make sure, checks and balances and safety, because we are a youth-serving organization. But we have dads who are incredibly involved. We have dads who have been, cookie dads, so to speak, where they help with the financial literacy program that we have. So, yes, they can be involved. Can they be Girl Scouts? Well, all of our staff are Girl Scouts, whether men or women. You have to join and become a member of the organization. And if you're a leader, you have to become a member of the organization. But at this point and in the foreseeable future, we do not anticipate serving boys. We think the Boy Scouts have been doing that, and we see no reason to focus on anything but girls, because girls are our concern, their success, and their future success is our concern.
How do you see the Girl Scouts evolving, if at all, to meet young girls' needs?
Well, that's one of the great things, is actually we have a history of that. We were founded by a woman in 1912 who started the organization because she didn't see girls having the same opportunities that boys had. And 100 years ago, that was things like, you know, using a bow and arrow and playing sports and climbing trees and learning outdoor skills. And we've continued that trajectory of breaking down barriers and making sure girls have opportunities that we don't see them having as much as boys. So when we saw the deficit of women in STEM careers, we thought, you know what, we need to do something here. We need to help girls get the skills that will allow them to be successful as engineers and scientists and mathematicians. So we developed our programming to adapt to that, what we see as a leadership gap in the real world. So we wanted to provide those opportunities for girls so we can continue to break down those barriers.
Terry sent an email. He says, I don't think it's a bad idea to allow girls into Boy Scouts. I was a scout leader in what is now Glacier's Edge. We had families bring their daughters and sisters along. I really do not see it as a big deal. My granddaughter goes to the den meeting every week, and she really enjoys it. So it sounds more like a family atmosphere, Lee.
Well, you know, obviously Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts are volunteer-led. So like their organization, it is going to be a family affair in the sense that it's very likely that a mom or a dad is going to be involved in that troop in some way. And again, this is going to be a personal decision. What we want people to understand is that we are not just for girls. We're not just allowing girls into our organization. We are for girls, and we are for their success. So we are girl-led. We base our programming on research of what makes girls successful and successful in leadership now and as future women in the society. And we've become the experts in that. We are doing it so well. There is a reason that we have so many people participating in our program. There's 2.6 million girls and adult volunteers nationwide currently being served by the Girl Scout program. Locally, we serve 16,000 girls and 5,000 volunteers. So we're doing it so well. You know, we're not pretending that we need to go in and invite Boy Scouts into our programming because they've got that.
We'll leave it there. Lee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lee Snodgrass is the communications director for the Appleton-based Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes. It covers 53 counties in northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Earlier, we talked with Alex Timms, CEO of the Boy Scouts Glacier's Edge Council. We can continue this conversation over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. This hour was produced by Bill Martins and Keely Boltina with technical direction from executive producer Michelle Johnson. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you're with us on the Ideas Network.